The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of Clear Channel Radio, nor should they be regarded as legal or investment advice. Seek qualified counsel before acting on any views expressed in this show.
This is Investor IQ with Glenn Wessel, where you hear straight talk about financial topics that impact you. Got a tax, financial, or investment question? As a CPA and holder of the Certified Financial Planner and Chartered Financial Analyst credentials, Glenn Wessel's the guy to ask. Now, here's Glenn.
And I'm delighted to be back this December 19th. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning here on Investor IQ. My name is Glenn Wessel, host of Investor IQ. I'm here once again this morning with my wife, Alice Wessel. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And Agnes is here, of course. Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning.
So, we're going to talk about a bunch of things today. I know we had a bunch of listeners send some emails and I think maybe a couple of phone calls during the week. Alice, why don't you take a look in the mailbag and see what we have this week?
Okay. Our first question that someone wrote in about is a very topical issue. It's about identity theft. And they wrote, "Dear Glenn, my personal information somehow fell into the hands of a thief who borrowed and spent significant sums of money in my name. Since identity theft is a growing problem, would you consider addressing it on your show?"
Yeah, I'd be glad to do that. That's a real good question because I don't know if you remember about a year ago, Alice, just at this time, you thought I was out shopping for you as you were getting the credit card statements that had new accounts with PayPal and GE Capital or GE Credit, things like that. And you, I guess, kept your mouth kind of quiet because you didn't want to ruin the Christmas surprise, only to later find out that I was not the one doing the shopping and that it was someone else. So,
Yes, I wish it had been the other.
That's right. In retrospect, you should have known that. But in any event, I had my identity stolen last year, and it took me probably the better part of all of the weekends for about 2 or 3 months to clean that up. I think it's cleaned up at this point, but it was a lot of work. So let's cover that a little bit and see if we can prevent some of that same mess for some of our listeners out there. The first thing you should probably know with respect to identity theft is that you really have no need to carry certain documents on your person. For instance, you know, your Social Security card would be the primary example. Very rarely would you need to produce your card for any real reason, and if you did, you can always pull out of a safe deposit box or a file at home. So that would be my first piece of advice. When you're writing checks, don't write your Social Security number on your check. If someone asks you for your number, that's a bad sign. They don't need your Social Security number on your check because now they have your checking account number and your Social Security account number, and that's just a recipe for disaster. If you have relationships with financial institutions, you should be aware that no financial institution that you're already doing business with will ever request information like your Social Security number or your driver's license number. They have that information already on file. So if you receive an email that seems to come from an auditor or some institution seemingly innocuously asking for you to verify certain information, you should just know in advance that institutions don't actually do that. So that would almost always be some type of hoax or a phishing scheme. I would recommend that if you don't already have a shredder, buy one. Buy the shredder and put it right where you open your mail so that when you get those unsolicited credit card offers or those checks that are pre-made, you just dump it right in the shredder and they're gone. You don't ever want to throw that kind of mail away in your regular trash. Sometimes you'll see things in junk mail that'll have little bits and pieces of your information. That is also something that's worth shredding because thieves sometimes will try to build what we call a mosaic out of various bits and pieces of information. So they might try to get your driver's license number from one source of information, your credit card number from another piece of information, and little by little they can piece it together and build a profile so that they can pose as you. A tip for you when you're mailing checks and other important documents is to preferably use a public mailbox with a one-way door. Don't put checks or tax returns, especially, in your outgoing mailbox on the side of your curb, because you're just inviting trouble. The thieves actually drive around in mid-April and early April looking for tax returns in people's mailboxes, because if they can get that tax return, they pretty much have all the information they need about everything. So try to use or favor the public mailboxes when you're sending mail that's kind of important. When you're surfing the web, you're opening yourself up to have people look at you. The first thing that you should probably be aware of when you're surfing is that there are cookies that are placed on your machine, a computer cookie. That cookie keeps track of you. It tells other computers and other servers which sites you visit. So they can be very harmless, and most of the times they are, but when you have those cookies on your computer, if by chance you were to get, let's say, a virus or some kind of malware that would keep track of your cookies and, let's say, transmit the sites that you visit to some bad guy out there, that bad guy can then say, oh, I see a cookie for Bank of America, I see a cookie for Merrill Lynch. And then the next thing you'll receive, probably, is a hoax email, maybe leading you to a fake website for one of these major institutions, because they already know that you're likely to do business and that you're likely to respond to that. So if you don't keep your virus software up to date, you are putting yourself at risk. Sometimes what ends up being put on people's machines, PCs, unknowingly, are what are called data loggers or keystroke loggers, where the software keeps track of what you're actually typing into your keyboard. And the software could be written in such a way that it looks for sequences of numbers, for instance, like a social security number or a driver's license number or a date of birth. And then when it gets that a sequence that seems like it could fit that those characteristics, the software transmits that information to the bad guy, the enemy, and then they use it against you. So we'll discuss this more when we return from the break. My name is Glenn Wessel. This is Investor IQ, where we try to give people a fair shake. Thanks for joining us this morning.